Blog Talk Radio.
Hello?
Scott, we're here because we love you. You fed your lawn earlier this spring, and now you're at it again. We're concerned.
Thanks, neighbors. But summer's on its way. Well, the grass may look bonny green and lovely now. It still needs a late spring feeding to keep it that way. Another feeding now with Scott strengthens and helps defend your lawn from the brutal heat and heavy use to come.
Let's go feed.
Yeah.
Feeding.
Go feed.
Get Scott's Turf Builder lawn food. Feed your lawn. Feed it. And
sorry, don't mind me, I'm living the dream, living the dream, yeah, came from nothing where I thought that we would be, living the dream, living the dream, yeah,
we the best music.
Another one.
DJ Khaled.
Hear ye, hear ye. Only kings stand near me. Silicon Valley money mixed with Henny, that's a Fendi. Half a century almost, slice the green like a lawnmower. Till we all on, never fall off, hear a boss talk. You don't hear me, that's your loss. Winner in life, fuck a coin toss. I'm Coinbase, basically cryptocurrency Scarface. Join us, there's gotta be more of us. I'm from the ghetto, what location? 2 seconds from the devil, I live heavenly. In Cabo, with a Mexican sombrero. Drink heavily, health is wealth. Look at wealth in me, wipe your nose. History, my type of clothes. Miss me with the hate. Help so many people get cake. Whips and cream for the crew. No other weed that think fast. The time I spit this, I started some other business. Came from the pitching. Cane in the kitchen. Dangerous missions. Wasting your time if you want my forgiveness.
Sorry, not sorry. Don't mind me, I'm living the dream. Living a dream, yeah. Came from nothing where I thought that we would be. Living a dream, living a dream, yeah.
Sorry, that's another B. Haters still ain't recovered from the other B. That's a double B. Now that's a triple B. Can't forget about the other B.
Hey.
White gloves for me. Hater know not to touch me. I'm with the fuckery.
Fuck with me.
Humbly. Nah, respectfully. I'm a project, baby. Fuck y'all expect from me.
Technically.
America's disrespect for me. You killed Christ, you created religion. Unexpectedly. Circle of ice on Japanese whiskey. On my mezzanine. Overlooking the city of angels. The angel invested in things. Unprecedented run. Everybody's getting banned. We just dance to different drums. I like who I become. Intermittent fasting, but these meals I'm not missing none. Sorry.
Sorry, not sorry. Don't mind me. I'm living the dream. Living the dream, yeah. Came from nothing.
Strictly Business with E. Davis. We're on the air from Logos. Dial in to join the conversation, 516-453-9133. Press 1. This is brought to you by Looking Glass Entertainment. We are sorry, not sorry. That was Nas and Jay-Z from DJ Khaled's newest album. I specifically asked Big Brother O, my producer, to play that because I am about to discuss with you along with our guests, the importance of life insurance, because when something happens, we are not sorry because you need to be prepared for the unexpected. So we have an awesome guest today. His name is Milton Muhammad. He is with American Income Life. We are going to discuss the importance of life insurance. So you buy homeowners insurance to protect your house and car insurance to protect your car. But what about the insurance to protect your family's financial security? While many people think that they need life insurance, their lack of knowledge causes them to overestimate the cost. In fact, in 2019, according to the Insurance Barometer report from the industry groups LIMRA and Life Happens, perceptions of affordability and value often deter people from buying life insurances. If a loved one depends on your income or want to ensure they are taken care of financially, in the case you pass away, life insurance is worth considering. To help you determine if a life insurance policy makes sense for your financial needs, here's a breakdown of everything that you will need to know about life insurance to make an educated decision about purchasing a policy. So we got to understand, what is it? What is life insurance? It's a contract between you and insurance company. Essentially, in exchange for your premium payments, the insurance company will pay a lump sum known as a death benefit to your beneficiaries after you die. Now, your beneficiaries can use the money for whatever purposes they choose. Often this includes paying everyday bills, paying a mortgage, putting a child through college. Having a safety net of life insurance can ensure that your family can stay in their home and pay for things that you plan for. Now, there are two types of primary life insurances, term and permanent life. Permanent life insurances such as whole life insurance or universal life insurance can provide lifetime coverage, while term life insurances provide protection for a certain period. Now, the main types of life insurance, beginning with term life insurance, in addition to being the most affordable type of life insurance, term life insurance is the most popular of life insurances sold. 71 of purchasers, according to the Insurance Barometer report. Term life insurance provides coverage for a certain amount of time, and the premium payments stay the same amount for the duration of the policy. Typical choices are policy lengths are 10, 15, 20, 25 to 30 years. If you pass away within the term of your policy, your beneficiaries can make a claim and receive the death benefit money tax-free. Once the term of the policy expires, you may be able to renew the coverage in the increments of 1 year, known as a guaranteed renewability. But each year of renewal will be at a higher rate. Permanent life insurance. Permanent life insurance provides you lifelong coverage. It is more expensive than term life because it can last for the duration of your life. Two, usually builds cash value. The cash value component accumulates on a tax deferred base over the life of the policy. It acts as a saving portion of the policy. Typically, you can borrow against the policy cash value or make a withdrawal. If you decide to end the policy, you can get the cash value minus any surrender charge. In some policies, the cash value may build slowly over many years. So don't count on having access to a lot of cash value right away. Your policy will illustrate and show you the projected cash value. There are several varieties of permanent life insurance. There's whole life insurance, universal life insurance, burial life insurance, survival life insurance. How to choose a life insurance policy type? With all the life insurances options available, it may seem complicated to choose the right one. Start by deciding between lifetime and permanent life insurances. So now that we have, now that we went over what life insurance is, the importance of it, I want to bring in our special guest, Milton Muhammad of American Income. We want to ask him a few questions and really understand on how to handle your business as far as your life insurance is concerned. Milton, are you there?
Yes, I am. I sure am. Good evening.
Good evening. Thank you so much for joining us.
I appreciate being a guest on the show. I look forward to being able to talk about some things on this topic. I do know and understand that sometimes that this is like the elephant in the room. You know, we all know that we need to have life insurance, but a lot of people don't like to talk about the conversation. A lot of people don't understand really how it works. Some people have it through their job, but they don't really understand what they really have. So this is really a great conversation, especially in our community. So I'm excited to be able to speak about this. You had a very thorough breakdown in the beginning. I was like, wow, is she an agent? It made me wonder, have you been in the business yourself? You know, but absolutely, I appreciate being able to come in as a guest.
Oh, thank you so much. I had a personal experience as wife with life insurance. I shared it on the radio show a year ago. My mom, she died in 98, and she had a policy, a nice policy for my brother and myself. At the time, her and my father were not at a good place. So she told me what she wanted done with the policy. Now, it was ironically a year before she died. My parents had gotten back together, but she never finalized her paperwork. And
okay.
Outside of her burial, because my father did bury her in style, I have to give him that credit, but outside of her burial, that money was not handled the way she would have wanted. And I mentioned that dealing with we talked about generational wealth, how we get, you know, when we get a little bit of money, we get nigga rich and not handle our business and not look at the long run. And
absolutely,
it's an unfortunate situation. I don't say this to badmouth my father, but we're still dealing with the impact of not handling that money correctly. And it's been since 98. So the importance of having your ducks in a row, of dotting your I's and crossing your T's, especially with life insurances, and mainly because we're burying a loved one. And you know what I mean? It's like, well,
right,
who gets what? You know what I mean? And, of course, there's the concept of the will, but really taking that money that that person set aside or worked hard to get so they can leave something for the next generation is so important to have that emotion, because there's too many times when we take care of a loved one, and when they die, it could be unexpected or they can be sick. But when they die, there's what, a negative balance in their checking account?
Right.
That's horrible, because now we're stuck with their debt. You know what I mean? So that's why it's so important that we discuss this, especially within a black community, because I can't tell you how many times within the past few years I'm seeing GoFundMes to bury people.
Right. Yep. Yep.
And that's the most ridiculous thing. That's the most ridiculous thing. So, first, I want to ask you a few questions. Tell me about yourself. Where are you from? And what led you to get into life insurance?
All right. So I am from Manassas, PA. So it's about 30 miles south of Pittsburgh. And what ultimately led me into the industry was exactly what you just hit on, exactly what you just said. You know, you have so many people, you know, it isn't just our community, but, you know, primarily you do see a lot of us where the GoFundMe accounts, or you have the fish fries, or, you know, things of that nature where, you know, all we had to do was invest something small to prepare us for something later. And, you know, those are some of the things that helped me get into the industry. I had an older cousin who was already, you know, in the industry for about 10 years, and he was just excited of being able to help other families. He knew what it was like, because, you know, he lost a loved one, and he knew what it was like to have to come out of pocket and have to ask other family members to be able to help bury somebody. Like, that has not only is it a devastation to deal with losing a loved one, but then it becomes a financial devastation as well on the family. And the last thing you want to do is have to ask for a handout to bury your loved one, especially a mother or father or someone who was so close to you. So now that, you know, I was introduced to the industry, the most rewarding part is being able to help protect families. But more importantly, you know, the individuals, the families, and their financial gain. So the company that I'm with, American Income, through Ares Agencies, you know, our mission statement is to help the working class families achieve financial protection. And that's from adverse circumstances. We also help families preserve their dreams. We help them preserve their homes, education for the children. And as more importantly, like you just hit on, is the financial legacy. You know, our goal ultimately, you know, here on earth is obviously to build something worthwhile for our family, but building that legacy that, so that we're leaving something behind that our family can brag about and not a debt. So that's ultimately the thing that brought me into the industry, and I'm excited to be able to help as many families and people as I can.
Wow, that's deep. So tell us, what does your policy offer?
So when it comes to, like, our different policies, like you just hit on, you went real deep into, you know, the differences with the different types of policies, because a lot of people just hear life insurance. They don't really know what it is. And like you said, it does boil down into, you know, the two main, which is basically whole life and then term. So we do offer both of those, the main things that are offered in the market. We also have things that, you know, help protect the income protection so that when you die, your paycheck doesn't die with you. We also have the mortgage protection, the child's education. But more importantly, we do have what's called the Freedom of Choice Certificate. So, you know, whenever our family has to deal with, you know, the burden of having to bury a loved one or a family member or a friend, you know, the last thing you want to do is getting taken advantage of at the funeral home. You know, that's a for-profit business as well. So the last thing we want to do is go in there with a policy and then get taken advantage of because they see the amount of the policy and then the funeral director wants to utilize all the money in the policy. So we have what's called a Freedom of Choice Certificate, which separates us from the rest of the crowd. And what that does is it's basically a check. The funeral home never gets to see the actual amount in the policy, and then it's further protects not only the individual, but once again, the family and their financial gain as well.
Okay, so I'm going to ask you some questions, but right now we do have a track. So listen to this track, and then we will come back with Milton of American Income Life.
Dedicate. This one right here goes out to my homie with the drink. Know what I mean?
I write what I see, write to make it right, don't like what I be. I'd like to make it like the sights on TV, quite the great life, so nice and easy. See, now you can still die from that, but it's better than not being alive from straps. Agreed, a meat notebook and a bit that click when it's pushed and a whack ass beat. That's a track that's weak that he got last week, cause everybody in the stool was like that's that heat. A bass heavy medley with a sample from the 70s with a screwed up hook that went
stack that cheese,
something.
Stack that cheese,
mother, sister, cousin,
stack that cheese.
He couldn't think of nothing,
stack that cheese.
He turns down the beat, writers block MPs, crying from the next room, a baby in need of some pampers and some food and a place to sleep. That plus a black Cadillac on D's is what keep him on track to be a great MC.
One you never heard of, I push it harder for the stuff. Why I feel like murder, but hip hop you say is me. One you never heard of, I push it harder for the stuff. Why I feel like murder, but hip hop you say is me.
Reps Northside, so he rocks them braids. 1,100 friends on his MySpace page. Stack that cheese, got 700 plays. Producer made him take it down, said he had to pay. Open mic champ 2 weeks in a row. XD boy with a B-boy flow. Glow like Leroy, you should see boy go. Got a daddy serving life and a brother on the road. Best homie in the graves, had it up while in the cage. Minute Maid got his mama working like a slave. Damn baby mama, who he really had to honor, cause she was his biggest fan. Even let him use a Honda to drive up to Dallas with to open up for amateurs, let him keep a debit card so we could put gas in it. Told her when he get on, he gon' take her to the gallery or buy everything but the mannequins. You dig, 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 dig.
One you never heard of, I push it harder for the stuff. Rhyme, I feel like murder, but hip hop you say it's me. One you never heard of, I push it harder for the stuff. Rhyme, I feel like murder, but hip hop you say it's me.
This man called said your time might be now. They played your freestyle over Wipe Me Down. They played it two times, said it might be crowned as the best thing out the H-Town in a while. He picked up his son with a great big smile, rapped every single word to the newborn child. Then he put him down and went back to the kitchen and put on another beat and got back to the mission to get his mama out the hood, put her somewhere in the woods, keep his lady looking good, have her rolling like she should. Show us home is just a way other than that flipping yay. Bail his homie out of jail, put a lawyer on his case, throw a concert for the school, show the shoulders that it's cool, throw some candy on the cat and chuck the deuce and act a fool. Man, it feels good when it happens like that. 2 days from going back to selling crack. Yes, sir, sir, sir.
Well, you never heard of I push it harder for the thug. Why I feel like murder, but hip-hop, you say it's me. One, you never heard of I push it harder for the thug. Why I feel like murder, but hip-hop, you say it's all I. One, you never heard of I push it harder for the thug. Why I feel like murder, but hip-hop, you say it's me. One, you never heard of I push it harder for the thug. Why I feel like murder, but hip-hop, you say it's all I.
Yes, this is E. Davis, Strictly Business with E. And I am here today on Logos, on the air from Logos. Dial in to join the conversation, 516-453-9133. Press 1. We are brought to you today by Looking Glass Entertainment. We are discussing Get Your Life with dealing with life insurance with our special guest, Milton Muhammad of American Income Life. So, Milton, I have a few questions for you. What age should we discuss? What age should, I guess, what age should we start looking into life insurances? Like a 21-year-old, 21, gets a job, should they look into having their own policy?
Well, to be honest with you, in my opinion, in my humble opinion, I think that a policy, you should have a policy from, you know, we give policies from 15 days on. So once a baby is born, after 2 weeks, you know, you can have a policy. So in my opinion, I believe that you should start then when the child is a baby.
Wow.
However, if you don't have one now, you should get one as soon as possible, because see, the two major things when it comes to life insurance, it takes into consideration your health and your age. So the older you get, you know, you become more of an insurable risk, so your price can go up. And then we're always one doctor's visit away from being uninsurable, so you want to lock in the health that you are then. So, yeah, as soon as possible, because, you know, a lot of people think that just because you get a policy that it's just for the death benefit. And like you said in the opening, with the whole life policies, it builds cash value. So just remember, if we're talking about leaving a legacy and financial legacy and things of that nature and building wealth, if we start a child off with getting a whole life policy and it's building cash value from, you know, a month old up until, you know, years later when they're well into their adult years, just imagine the amount of cash value you can gain then. And then it's just so cheap when they're that young that it's like it's almost like a no-brainer. You know?
Oh, wow. So 2 weeks.
Absolutely.
Wow. Okay.
Now, so, you know, some companies may be different. You know, I can't speak on all companies, you know, but what I'm saying is they're never too young. A baby's a month old, you know, I would get them insured as soon as possible, because at the end of the day, you never know what may happen with the child, especially when it comes to health. I've seen, you know, all type of things happen just in my own personal life. So I would lock a child in at their age and health that they are then, and then you don't have to worry about it later, and you can increase and do whatever you want. But the younger, the better. But even if you're older, it's not too late. It's better to be 5 minutes early. It's better to be, you know, 5 years or 50 years early getting life insurance than it is to be 5 minutes late.
Okay. No, I got that. In other words, better be safe than sorry.
Absolutely. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. We do have a caller in a queue. Caller, thank you so much for calling. What is your name and where are you from?
Caller one, you're online. All right, we'll put you on ice. Caller number two, you're on the line right now with E. Davis of Strictly Business right here at ORNE.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you.
We can hear you.
Hello? Yep.
Hello?
I'm wondering, can you just buy life insurance, or how does that work? Can you just buy it anytime? I understand you said you have to qualify, but.
Well, the qualifications, you know, for each company is a little different, but you definitely want to reach out to an agent, and then you would just go through the procedure then. But once again, the qualifications is always going to be based off of age and health, and then from there, you know, you'll see what you're qualified for. But I would call and like, if you were to call me and you were looking for life insurance, you know, the first thing I would ask you is, in a perfect world, what would you want your life insurance to do for you? And then from there, we would build it up. But it's not that hard. It's not very difficult. It's just a matter of being able to pick up the telephone or being able to go to a link online and just fill out your information and just get it started.
Okay, caller, thank you for calling. What is your name and where are you calling from?
My name's Dick, and I'm calling from Squirrel Hero. That's the only reason why I was asking, because I'm looking to qualify, you know.
Okay.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
So, Milton, why don't you give him your information and how he can get in touch with you?
Well, first and foremost, I'll give you, you know, my phone number is 412. This is my business line, 412-728-3000. And then we can just schedule an appointment from there. And then I'll also give you my email address as well. So it's M as in Master Sanders at Aries, which is ARIAS agencies.com. So once again, that's M Sanders at Aries Agencies.
I appreciate that, Melon.
Oh, well, thank you. I look forward to being able to speak with you, and hopefully we can help you as well.
Okay. So another question I have, does gender make a difference on the type of policy that one will get?
That is a wonderful question. That is a wonderful question. So I don't think gender makes a difference in the policy that you get because, once again, you know, from my perspective as an agent, I want to see what you're looking for in a policy. You know, are you married? You know, do you have children? You know, what's your idea of the policy? But I will say that the life expectancy of a woman is much longer than a man. So I don't know if they kill us off fast or whatever that, or they say guys do, you know, a lot crazier things. So I think for women, it's going to differ a little bit just depending on the company, but. Once again, I think women sometimes get better rates than men.
Okay. So another question is, dealing with children to the elderly, do the policies differ?
Okay, hold on a second. First of all, hold on. We got a lot of feedback in your line, Mr. Muhammad. So let's try to fix that. Okay, I'm going to give you a little time to do a station identification. 516-453-9133, press 1. Guys, anybody, you know, call in, that means you got to press 1 to talk to us. Just press 1 to listen, okay? You're already listening. You already came on the air, okay? All right, Mr. Muhammad, we'll try you again now. Let's get together.
All right, can you hear me better now?
I can hear you fine.
Okay, you hear me fine. So can you repeat the question again for me, please?
from the children to the elderly, does the policy make differ?
Well, once again, you know, when it comes to qualifications for insurance, obviously it may differ in price only because, you know, once again, it goes by age and health. And, you know, the younger you are, obviously the less of a risk you are in terms of being insurable. However, once again, from my expertise, I would think the major difference would, once again, be the intention. So as a person gets older, you know, obviously they do want to leave things behind for their family and you know, but a lot of times they want to make sure that their funeral and final expenses are covered. So with a child, you know, a lot of times that isn't necessarily the case. We want to make sure that the child is covered if ever, you know, something did happen. But more importantly, I would like to see cash value built for the child as well. So there is slight differences, but once again, I think it goes more into what the consumer wants. And then, you know, with our child policies, we do have a GIO, so that's the guaranteed insurability option. So that guarantees the insurability of their health that they are then. That's why I say it's good to get it when they're young, because then if they were to have some type of illness later on in life, they're already covered and they don't have to worry about it. They go up on the coverage because their health is locked in.
Okay. We do have another caller in the queue. Caller, thank you so much for calling. Please tell us your name and where you're calling from.
Steven from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
Hi, Steven.
Hey, how are you?
Good. What questions do you have? How can we help you?
Oh, great, great. So the question I did have for Milton, thank you for you guys obviously being able to provide so much information for our listeners and just families and just the community in general. But the question I do have is that there's so many different life insurance companies out there. And you know, you hear, you know, every business, every type of company, you know, you have good experiences, bad experiences. How would you say American Income or obviously the agency, Aries agencies, how does that differ or how does that, you know, make you guys a company that I would want to go with out there? Because once again, there's so many of them. So what differentiates or what's the difference between you and every other company?
All right. That's a great question. And once again, you know, for the average consumer, I can see why, you know, a person may get confused and not necessarily know who to go with. But, you know, one of the biggest things I think a person can check in is they have in the life insurance world, they have what's called the AM Best rating. And what that is, that rates the company on its financial strength. So the beautiful part about that is you can see what the company's rating, if the money is really there. So like in the stock world, you'll hear people talk about, you know, investing in certain companies and then they get worried because you have these Ponzi schemes. So what they do to protect the companies in the life insurance world, they have the AM Best ratings. And American Income actually has an A-plus rating, which only 1% to 3% of the industry actually gets. So, you know, that's a great way to kind of measure what company you want to go with. Because at the end of the day, let's be honest, you know, if something was to happen to you or your family, you want to make sure that the money is there and that you can leave that financial legacy onto your family.
Awesome. Thank you.
Okay.
Are you welcome.
Well,
are there any other questions?
We have another track after this, and then I got a couple more questions for you, Brother Milton. So after this track, I'll be asking some more Q&A.
All right.
1970-something, nigga, I don't sweat to date. My mom was late, so I had to plan my escape out the skin in this world. The fly girl and the Ray of Hennessy until I call Earl. 10 months in this gut, what the fuck? I wish mother hurry up so I could get bucked. Wild juvenile whipping mics and shit. New York, ready for the likes of this? Then came the worst date, May 21st, 2019. That's when my mama water burst. No spouse in the house, so she rolled herself to the hospital to see if she could get a little help. Umbilical cords wrapped around my neck. I'm seeing my death and I ain't even took my first step. I made it out, I'm bringing mad joy. The doctor looked and said he's gonna be a bad boy.
All of the time is alive. All of the time is alive. clock drive. Swear to God to reverse it, I give my left eye. With the right, I visualize the king of Best Buy. Checking his daughter Tiana in the junior high. If I was in Brooklyn and B.I. was still alive in 2006, it might sound like this. NY 718s, 212s with Sue's rendezvous. It's like Moulin Rouge, high fashion. Uptown Air Force Ones and Vasquez. Puerto Ricans with fat asses, Blaze Dutch masters. We dump ashes on models in S-classes for you bastards. Catch a cab to Manhattan with that Broadway acting. You hype that belly shit and get you captain wrapped in plastic. Tell the captain, ask Roger what's happening. I hear nor speak, no evil inside the back.
Smoking blunts, making cream. On the drug scene, fuck the football team. Risking ruptured spleens by the age of 16. Hearing the coach scream ain't my lifetime dream. I mean, I wanna blow up, stack my dough up. So school, I didn't show up, it fucked my flow up. Mom said that I should grow up and check myself before I wreck myself, disrespect myself. Put the drugs on the shelf, nah, couldn't see it. Scarface, king of New York, I wanna be it. Rap was secondary, money was necessary. Until I got incarcerated, kinda scary. C-74 Mark 8 set me straight. Not able to move behind the great steel gate. Time to contemplate, damn, where did I fail? All the money I stacked was all the money for bail.
That's Biggie. Biggie was that guy. We already know that he was the king of New York. We already know that. And we already know that he definitely had something in place for his legacy, for his children, because his legacy still lives on. We are on the air from Logos. Dial in to join the conversation, 516-453-9133. Press 1. We are brought to you by Looking Glass Entertainment. This is Strictly Business with E. Davis. We are talking about Get Your Life with American Income Life Insurer, Milton Muhammad from, I want to claim you from Pittsburgh. You said you're from Annesson, but you know what? You got a couple Pittsburghians calling here, so you know, and I'm familiar with your area, so that's about an hour and 15 minutes from me, so you from the burg, brother. But I definitely am part of the conversation. It's making me aware of things that is making me aware that I do not necessarily have all of my ducks in a row. And considering the information that I shared regarding my mother, it definitely was a wake-up call to have everything in line. Like you just never know, especially within the past year that we had from the pandemic, and then of course with the I don't want to say the Black Lives Matter, but like right now we are a walking target, so we must have her ducks in a row. You know what I mean? So I thank you so much for being a guest.
Appreciate you sharing your experience as well, because, you know, it's great that we're talking about life insurance and we're getting that part, you know, taken care of. But you also want to be able to follow up with making sure that you get the proper documents and will and last testament kits and everything taken care of, so that exactly what you just said doesn't happen to somebody else. So, you know, one thing I've learned over the years as I've gotten older is that not only are we supposed to learn from our own experiences, but we're supposed to learn from others as well. So I appreciate even hearing that.
Oh, no doubt. Like even with my grandfather died in 96, and there wasn't a policy, and they had $500. And ironically, my grandfather's brother worked at a funeral home, so he was able to cut a deal at the funeral home. They rented a casket for viewing, and they had the service at the funeral home. And it was, I mean, it was a nice send-off, but it's just, it's like, come on, this is, you got, this is responsibilities, because now at the risk of sounding cold and uncaring, it's like now we're stuck with you. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
And
right.
That's not fair to the family, because there's so much debt. And it's like, if we just, you know, have the state claim you as a John Doe, then it's like a dismissal. And even though that person is dead and gone and they can care less, it's, again, it's a settlement within the family on that proper burial. And then, of course, even through life, when things happen, like you said, you can have a child. A child can have the policy, and they could grow up and next thing you know develop an ailment. And
absolutely.
Now you have this child with this ailment, and you're going to GoFundMe. You're calling St. Jude. You're calling the church. As you say, you're having to fish fry to help pay for insurances. It's like, and again, the community is supposed to help, but the community should not pay your bills. You know what I mean? So we have to really get together.
So everything you just said, so like, you know, think about this, like you said, with the debt. So, you know, a lot of people don't know that, you know, the debt can still go to cosigners. So, you know, if you're cosigned for a car or a home, you know, it can go to your cosigners. It can go to, you know, joint account holders. It can go to your spouse. In the state of Pennsylvania, you know, the children can pay for the parents' medical bills. It can roll over to them. And, like, who has funds available just to dig into to be able to bury somebody? Like, the national average for funeral and final expense is anywhere from about $15,000 to $20,000. When I was just looking at Pennsylvania, just for the average cost of just the funeral, we're not even talking about the final expenses, is that are at least $10,000. And that doesn't count like the headstone and all of the extra things that go along with it, the flowers, the repast.
I'm saying.
You know, we got to have a repast. And then
mm-hmm.
if you don't have it, you have to dip into a retirement savings or a 401k, which then you could be penalized and taxed for that. And then if you don't have that to do, then you have to do what's considered a funeral loan. And then a funeral loans, you know, depending on what your credit is like at the time, you know, the interest rates can be anywhere from 6% all the way up to 30%. So that just tacks on even more of a compounded problem when you're already trying to deal with the stress of losing a loved one or a dear friend. So this is why this is such a great conversation, and I'm so excited to be able to be a part of this.
another question I have, now this is a strange question. Can I have a policy for, say, my best friend, or do I have to keep the policy in line with my family?
So that is, that's absolutely a great question, and that's actually one of the notes that I wanted to hit on, because, you know, when I spoke earlier, whenever you first brought me on and you asked me about my cousin who brought me into the business, and whenever he told me his experience, you know, he lost a close loved one, and what he didn't know was that he could actually be the one who pays for that policy. So sometimes you may have an elder in your family who just lives on a fixed budget, you know, that they have certain things that they can't afford maybe to invest that extra, you know, whatever dollars it may take to cover them. You can absolutely pay for the policy for someone else. That is absolutely correct.
Oh, nice. Well, I'm going to make sure my best friend going to call me next thing we get off the phone, talk about put his name on the list. No, sir. I'm teasing. We do. you know how we do. Ken, we do have caller 4 in the queue. Caller 4, thank you so much for calling. Please tell us your name and where you're calling from.
Peace and blessings, E. Davis. Hi, my sister.
Hey. I know that voice.
And peace and blessings to your guests.
Peace.
I have a question. If you have been married, and say, for instance, you've been separated from that person, you have no idea whether they are alive or dead, and you put a policy on yourself, and if you pass away, you leave that policy to someone else. Can he come out of the woodwork and claim that he is the beneficiary because he's still the husband?
Well, even on your policy, that's a great question, too. Whenever you set your policy up, you know, you do have to list who your beneficiary will be, and then you'll list your contingent beneficiary if it ever was an event where you and the beneficiary unfortunately passed together, or maybe your beneficiary passed prior to you and you didn't get to change the paperwork. But if they're not listed as the beneficiary, they're not, the money's not, the death benefit isn't going to go to them. But it's more important to make sure that the information is updated, because, you know, $7.2 billion go unclaimed every year because either people don't know how to claim the money, they don't know that they're listed as a beneficiary, or whatever the case is, and that money gets funneled back in the state. And the last thing we want to do is leave money sitting on the table or going back into a state where we already get taxed and lose enough money from.
Okay, thank you. And I would also like to know, where do you get a will from?
Well, at American Income Life, we provide those for all our policyholders, free of charge.
Oh,
okay. It's complimentary with the, it's a complimentary benefit that comes along with your policy. And then all you have to do is get it notarized, and it becomes a legal binding document.
Okay. All
because,
right.
Because,
thank
you,
you
know, typically if you – okay.
No, I was going to say I would get the information from my sister E. Concerning
yes,
this,
ma'am.
And I'll be able to call you and talk with you.
Absolutely, absolutely. And just to finish my statement, because there are other people that may be wondering and listening as well, you know, those wills can be pretty expensive. You go to an attorney, you know, they can spend, you know, $800, $900, sometimes thousands of dollars just to make sure that those things are set in place and set in stone. So, you know, that's another complimentary benefit that we give to our policyholders. But once again, that's something, you know, if she's interested, if you're interested, you can just contact me and I can give you more information on how those things work.
Okay, thank you so much. Thank
you're
you,
welcome.
E.
Thank you for the question.
Okay,
you're
thank
welcome,
you,
Mr. Beckley.
I'm
you're
enjoying
welcome.
Your show. I'm going to listen, sit back and listen.
When is your show on next, Sister Bessie?
Oh, my show is Sister Bessie's Front Porch. I will be on the 19th of this month.
Oh, that's Malcolm's birthday. Oh, I know you're going to cut up. All right. That's all right. and that's your birthday
it
as well,
like,
huh?
Sounds like we're all invited. Since you put it over the air, we're all invited to the birthday party.
It's going to be a party. It's going to be – see, sister, don't let this be the best before you. That one know how to get down. All right. I'll be there.
Okay. I'll be there, Sister Betty.
Oh, man. Okay, we got another caller in the queue. Caller, thank you so much for calling. Please tell us your name and where you're from.
Hey, assalamu alaikum. Welcome to Elijah Dallin. What about a party? How you doing, sir?
Is this the Magic Man?
Shukran Jazeera. Yes, indeed, it is I. How you doing, Ms. E. Davis?
I'm doing very well. Thank you so much for calling in.
I'm definitely enjoying the show, as I always do. I also want to say insurance, which is better known as investments, is one of the best things that we can do for ourselves and each other. And unlike other ethnic groups and especially over here in the shores of the Western world of America, we haven't capitalized off of that. And my father was also a victim. I want to know policies that he paid for years. It wasn't a cash value policy. You know, he's still hanging in the balance, you know, my father. But, you know, it just goes to show. And I also want to say I really appreciate you coming on. I want to definitely be able to get more information from you, sir, so I can check out, you know, the information that you have, and perhaps I can call you directly, you know, definitely off air.
Absolutely.
But it's definitely one of the most important things that we have to start doing, because, you know, right now, everything that was lost during a period of time of bondage is simply being returned. A lot of people don't really comprehend that. And it's always best to be able to cross your T's and dot your I's when it comes to ourselves and each other for business, for family, and everything. I definitely want to take time to do that. I really, really appreciate you.
Absolutely. Thank you. I appreciate those kind words.
Eid Mubarak to you, my brother. Oh, no doubt. Shabani's villain.
This is the International Internet Radio Hall of Famer, Huni Bakatun. Huni Bakatun is a great man. He's also a great encourager. So thank you so much for calling, Brother Huni. And we have a track right now.
Hold up before you go to a track, though. Can you hear me? Can I say something right quick?
Yes, sir.
Can you hear me? Okay. I want to say congratulations, business analyst E. Davis, on your ONE syndication station all-time connection record with your seventh all-time.
Oh, man, thank you so much, Brother Looney.
You're very welcome.
All right, brother, play that track.
Now turn it up. Turn it up.
I can't live my life this way, continually get high, instead of run around like one bird down,
yeah.
It's a new day, gotta do it big just to get by,
right.
Show no respect, can't live that way,
nah.
You hold my check, can't live that way, without my chick on deck, can't live that way,
yeah.
They say what they like, but I've been that way,
woo.
My moves calculated through the lens,
yeah.
Almost here, success will be the best revenge,
yeah.
Man, Clint East, Kanye West,
what up?
The sun can't chill, but every day is set,
what up?
Cause I got a girlfriend. My freak girl told me now she a Christian. My white girl wanna move back to Michigan. I'm pulling girls off the bench like a six man. I'm in the club doing the same old two-step, while I'm makers doing the same old two-step. I had my money on my mind, I was picking green. She a pledge, aka she was picking green. I want a good girl, she want a gentleman. We saying the same thing like a synonym. I wasn't really fitting game, I was scrimmaging. My penmanship so hard in these censorship. I'm a Chicago wins, till Chicago wins, till we blow like Chicago wins. I don't know what's better, getting laid or getting paid. I just know when I'm getting one, the others getting away this way.
Right now. You feeling like I'm feeling right now.
Oh man, we are, you know what, Brother O, this is one of the reasons why I enjoy you being our big brother. You always know how to play the right jams for these shows. It just makes you, not only are you snapping your fingers and tapping your foot to the beat, these lyrics should cause you to think. So this is Strictly Business. I am E. Davis. We are on the air from Logos. Call in to join the conversation, 516-453-9133. Press 1. This is brought to you by Looking Glass Entertainment. We have a guest today named Milton Muhammad, and we are discussing on the issues of getting your life, which is dealing with life insurances, and we hit on some heavy topics. The importance of life insurance, starting with when the baby is just 2 weeks old, it's so important to get a policy because as they grow older, life can happen and that child can get sick and you're covered. It's so important to have a policy now, especially what's going on, because the last thing you need to do is call the church for a fish fry or be on Facebook with the GoFundMe. It is so important to have a policy because it helps the family in time of burial. And even if you just have a life insurance right now, it is to keep you financially sound and ready for anything that's to come in mind. So, Brother Muhammad, I am so excited and happy to have you on this show because you gave some important, valuable tips.
Oh, thank you. Before I exit, first off, I appreciate you inviting me in as the guest. I'm excited to be able to talk about this with my community because, you know, although, you know, there are a lot of people in our community who are covered, you know, in Forbes, there's an article that talks about how, you know, a large percentage of blacks or African Americans, you know, while they do have life insurance, they're either underinsured or they have insurance through their job. You know, the average or the median in insurance from, you know, black, in the black community, the average is only about $50,000 in coverage, while, you know, in other communities, it's triple that. So the reason why I bring that up is because there's three things that's guaranteed to happen in life, right? Number one, unfortunately, we're all going to have to go meet our maker, right? We all have to go home to the Lord. Number two, right, we're going to have to pay taxes. And with insurance policies, it's the only tax-free entity under the IRS code. And the last thing is obviously dealing with inflation. So if we're underinsured and we have to deal with inflation, although we still may be covered, we still have to make sure that we're covered for years to go down the road. And then on top of that, the coverage cost is only about the cost of, what, like a cup of coffee a day? So you're telling me, you know, for the price of a cup of coffee a day, an investment of a cup of coffee a day, you can protect you, your family, and your financial gain. So it's kind of pretty much a no-brainer, and it's something that we all should look into.
Oh, wow. You know what's so crazy? My brother was telling me one time that he helped this young lady find, I think, $5,000. I said, what do you mean? He said, did you go to her house? Was it tucked away? He was like, no. He looked at her bank statements for the past 3 months and realized where her money was. It was getting her hair done, getting her nails done, ordering out, buying shoes, buying purses, buying this and that. And that's money that she could have saved up for a rainy day or for anything, any type of emergencies. And that's so important. You said it's a cup of coffee. We can go out and get that coffee done, just get that Starbucks for $5-6. For $5-6, you can get a policy. You know what I mean? And it's like, what's really so important? So we have caller number 6 in the queue. Caller, thank you so much for calling. What is your name and where are you from?
Hi, E. Davis. This is Miss Genesis Amaris Camp. How are you?
Hi, Genesis. How are you?
I am doing well. Thank you for asking. I just really wanted to get on here and just tell you, as well as your guest, Milton, thank you so much for sharing this information. It is on time and very much needed.
You're welcome.
Because thank you. Because back to your point, Milton, a lot of people, like, in our community do not have life insurance, and it is so important and vital to get it when you're young, like I am, versus waiting till you're older when the premiums are too expensive for some of the older people to afford. And it's not being morbid to just invest in yourself and just put that money away, because when something does happen, it's like you're scrambling. And it's like, man, I'm speaking from experience because I lost my dad 5 months ago. And luckily, you know, they did have something, but it wasn't. Thank you.
Yeah,
it wasn't as much that they could have had if they would have just invested early, like my dad. So it's like you learn from those in your family, and you also learn from outside people. So thank you for taking the time to share your wisdom and knowledge and educating the community as well as others.
Oh, thank you so much, Genesis. When is your next show?
I think June 14th, I believe. That's the Monday.
Oh, okay. I'll be listening. I'm looking forward to hearing you.
Thank you so much. I appreciate the support.
You're welcome. And we have another track after this.
What up, y'all? Y'all ain't know, I go by the name of Lupe Fiasco, representing that first and 15, yeah, and this one right here, I dedicate this one right here to all my homies out there grinding, you know what I'm saying, legally and illegally, you know what I'm talking about, so, check it out, first got it when he was 6, didn't know any tricks. Matter of fact, first time he got on it, he slipped, landed on his hip and busted his lip. For a week he had to talk with a list like this. Now we can end the story right here, but shorty didn't quit, it was something in the air. Yeah, he said it was something so appealing, he couldn't fight the feeling, something about it. He knew he couldn't doubt it, couldn't understand it, branded, since the first kickflip he landed. Labeled a misfit, a bandit, cocoon, cocoon, cocoon. His neighbors couldn't stand it, so he was banished to the park. Started in the morning, one stopped after dark. Yeah, when they said it's getting late in here, so I'm sorry young man, there's no skating here. So we kick, push, kick, push, kick, push, kick, push, coast. And away he rolled, just a rebel to the world with no place to go. And so we kick, push, kick, push, kick, push, kick, push, coast. So come and skate with me, just a rebel looking for a place to be. So let's kick, and push, and coast. My man got a little older, became a better roller. Yeah, no helmet, hell bent on killing himself is what his mama said, but he was feeling himself. Got a little more swag in his style. Met his girlfriend, she was clapping in the crowd. Love is what was happening to him now. He said I would marry you, but I'm engaged to these Ariels and Varials, and I don't think this board is strong enough to carry two. She said, bow, I weigh 120 pounds. Now, let me make one thing clear, I don't need to ride yours, I got mine right here. So she took him to a spot he didn't know about, some mod in the apartment parking lot. She said, I don't normally take dates in here. Security came and said, I'm sorry, there's no skating here. And so they kick, push, kick, push, kick, push, kick, push, coast. And the way they roll, just lovers intertwined with no place to go. And so they kick, push, kick, push, kick, push, kick, push, coast. So come and skate with me, just a rebel looking for a place to be. So let's kick, and push, yeah, and coast. Yeah, Yeah, before he knew he had a crew, there wasn't no punk, and they spit fire shirts and SB dunks. They would push till they couldn't skate no more. Office building lobbies wasn't safe no more, and it wasn't like they wasn't getting chased no more. Just the freedom was better than breathing, they said. An escape route they used to escape out. When things got crazy, they needed to break out. They head to any place with stairs, any good grinds, the world was theirs. And they four wheels would take them there, until the cops came and said, there's no skating here. And so they kick, push, kick, push,
rebels without a cause with no place to go. And so they kick, push, kick, push, kick, push, kick, push, coast. So come roll with me, just a rebel, looking for a place to be. So let's kick, and push, yeah, yeah, and coast.
All right, I think that E. Davidson fell out in the spirit, Milton. I don't know what's going on.
can you hear me?
E. Davidson. Yeah, I hear you loud and clear. So somebody's out there with a motorbike, but that E. Davidson, you there? Still alive? I think she muted herself
here.
Right there, Milton.
I'm here.
Bless her heart, y'all. And Loopy Fiasco then made her fall out in the spirit, y'all. I had that touch, Milton. I really
did. Listen.
That's what
I
it was.
I had to mute the mute button because Greg is over here turned up. I'm like, brother, I am live. You got to calm down.
Thank you, husband. Yeah, we really appreciate, you know. Well, first of all, I'm glad I had Milton on the line, first of all. Because I've had, even though our show tonight has been sponsored by Scotts, thank you for what you do for us on a constant basis, Scotts. Don't just feed your lawn, feed it. Now, since the age of 18, I've had a policy from Nationwide Insurance, and Nationwide has really been on my side. And I'll be turning 51 in July. So imagine that, guys, having that life insurance policy since the age of 18. My son has a life insurance policy, first time, in his life. He's 18. So those things are important in trying to teach the children. That's something we didn't talk about tonight. We got to teach our young, being responsible parents, and be able to teach our young how to have that type of insurance for themselves. And then that legacy will always continue, down through the channels of blood. So, it is a travesty. And I was going to say this for Ngozi time. I'm just going to go ahead and pay the bill at that time. But it's a travesty to have your family take care of your negligence. That is wrong. Anybody out there that's doing that, I don't care. I'm successful. We're going to be all right on it. You wrong, you trifling, and get yourself together. And now back to E. Davis right here on these already stations.
Oh, wow. I don't even know how to follow up after that. He said you wrong and you trifling. I think that's why I titled this show tonight, Get Your Life. Like, you don't need another purse. You don't need another pair of shoes. You don't need another outfit. Okay, get yourself together. Like Brother Milton just said, for a price for a cup of coffee, we're eating good. We're eating shrimps. We're eating crab legs. We're eating good. Yeah. And the thing is, we don't have a policy. So if anything happens, we're stuck. We're stuck with it. Now, here's the thing. The policy that my mother had, we definitely buried her in style. We didn't have to worry about the funeral. We didn't have to worry about the cemetery costs or anything like that. It was the after, it was after the fact that stuff got a little murky. But I'm just so grateful that she had that policy in place because we didn't have to worry about a thing. And I don't want to do that to my children or to my grandchildren. So, Brother Milton, do you have any final thoughts?
The last thing I'll say is, once again, like you just reiterated about the cup of coffee and then, sharing your experience. In the beginning of the show, you said, we have insurance for our car. We have insurance for our iPhones, which I get almost guarantee your insurance for your car, the insurance you may have on all these other invaluable items, to be honest, that are all replaceable, will more than likely be more expensive than you getting insurance for yourself and on your life. So, like I said, there's a lot of misconceptions, and you broke it down wonderfully at the beginning of the show, but it's just something that we must have. You said something about, you know, Black Lives Matter. And then you also said something about coronavirus. And, you know, Forbes.com also had an article about that. You know, last year, you know, the consumers panicked because they went into a frenzy about the coronavirus, and you had so many people who were passing away at these large numbers. So they were trying to hurry up, and now they want to run out and try to get life insurance. You know, we always want to be proactive. We want to prepare today for tomorrow. And like I said, if you said a cup of coffee, you said Starbucks. Some people might even think Starbucks is expensive, but guess what? You can still get a Get-Go coffee if that's what you need, or Exxon coffee. But as long as you're getting something to protect you, your family, and your financial gain, that's the most important part.
Yeah. All right. Okay, now let me just tell me again your contact information so the listeners can write it down and get in touch with you.
Okay, so once again, my Facebook is public, so it's Milton Muhammad on Facebook. If you went up to my Facebook, if you went to my main page, there's a link, and in the link there's a form where you just fill out a few questions. It'll ask, you know, your email address, things of that nature, and I can get back to you as soon as possible through that. Once again, with American Income, we are 100% union, so we deal with over 30,000 different unions and associations. So if I don't get back to you in one day, I will be getting back to you as soon as possible. But we do take pride in making sure we respond to our members there as well. And then also my email address is M as in master, Sanders, at Aries, that's ARIAS, agencies.com. And you can always just shoot me an email. You know, they can mention your name and say, you know, I heard you on the radio and I just was interested in seeing how you can help me and my family, and we can go from there.
All right. And I'm partial to that because I'm an Aries, so I just want to throw that in there. But we have Ngozi time. Brother O?
Well, first of all, I want to thank all the folks that called in tonight, man. What a wonderful show. Talking about how to take care of you, okay? It's not about just your family. It's about you having the understanding to take care of you. Why wouldn't you? Unless you have self-hatred. Because there's nowhere in the world you don't put into practice making sure you have life insurance on yourself. I know that sounds, you know, a run on words, to say the least, but we have to be better as human beings for ourselves. And then, you know, primarily we have to take care of our families to make sure there's no hardship with them, you know, putting you either cremation or in the ground. Make sure that your family knows what you need to do. I have a will. My son is my executor of my will. And I taught him that since the age of 14, E. Davis. So he knows exactly what to do for me, okay, in the event of what have you. And so, and he's going to abide by that to the letter. That's why it's important to have a will, okay? All you guys out there, even our O&E hosts that don't have wills, I don't care how young you are, I don't care what's going on, you need to have a will. Get it together. Get your life right, okay? Tomorrow night on these O&E stations, we come back with a man that is wonderful. His name is Reverend Pastor Kevin Perry. And his thesis tomorrow night, his sermon is Take Me Off Your Pedestal. He comes from one of the books of the Bible in the Old Testament, Samuel, the first, chapter 16, verse 7, the first book of Samuel, tomorrow night on these O&E stations. And of course, Damon Network has advertising to ONI, which is Oladele Ngozi Enterprise Research Course at www.lookingglassentertainment.wordpress.com, as well as Ngozi Primetime 1 at damon.com. We're Ngozi Time both for Twitter and Instagram. Oladele Ngozi at Pinterest, Google Plus. Oladele Malawi Ngozi at Facebook, as well as our business page, Strictly Business, as well as the Historic Determined and Motivated Online Network, established 2016. And any comments, suggestions for our wonderful programming tonight, oladele.ngozi. For my and gmail.com, and I am your mother and father's favorite producer, Oladele Malawi Ngozi, saying good night and good luck to all the folks out there on Force Radio, the support us on a constant basis. Congratulations to E. Davis on her 8th O&E syndicated station all-time connection record, and also your second consecutive young lady. You have 2 minutes left to go in the program.
So I just, again, I want to thank Milton Muhammad for taking the time to go over the importance of life insurance. Feel free to contact him to get your life. And also, I just wanted to thank all the listeners that called in. It is so important to just take this into consideration to have a policy in place, because you just never know.